This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is reporting the U.S. Senate will vote today to raise the federal government's $28.9 trillion debt limit, avoiding an unprecedented default by the end of the month. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old human smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
The blood is on the hands of the president.
Another Democrat-run state is forcing an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. California on Wednesday will join New York State, saying mask wearing will become mandatory in all indoor public settings across California, regardless of vaccination status. The mandate will remain in place until January 15th. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A Portland protester that attacked a Fed with a hammer is going to jail now.
A Texas rioter is headed to federal prison for attacking a deputy U.S. marshal with a hammer during a Portland protest. The Oregon U.S. Attorney's Office saying 24-year-old Jacob Gaines was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of assaulting a federal officer with a deadly weapon. According to court documents, Gaines used a hammer to break through a barricaded entrance at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse on July 11, 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper and ESPN are reporting the Las Vegas Raiders' Allegiant Stadium is expected to host Super Bowl 58 in 2024. The Super Bowl this season will be held at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The Arizona Cardinals will host the game in 2023 at State Farm Stadium. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Biden's open border policy has cost two more Americans their lives. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This hit me to my core, and I've seen a lot of death in this job as Lieutenant Governor from domestic shootings and police violence and the disasters, but this one hit me to my core. Last Saturday morning at 11:30, Carmen Sosa and Vera Viana, mother and daughter, 59 and 21, were sitting in the car at a stop sign. Little did they know that the minutes before, some wild, crazy smuggler was racing through stop signs and red lights in the town of Mission, right on the border. Did I see any comment from the White House? Did I see a condolence and prayers from either Biden or Kamala Harris or Mayorkas? No. Nothing. They don't care about American lives. The blood is on the hands of the president. This is a strong thing for me to say, but I believe it in my heart. If these policies don't change, these won't be the last people to be killed. Mayorkas, I'm asking you to resign tonight. Tonight. If you won't resign, and if Mr. President, if you won't reach out to this family, then you have to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, do you care at all about them?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And guess who we got? Yes, he's back in the house, Dr. George Barna, professor of Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, Bill, and you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, I checked the list once, twice, naughty, nice, all that. I mean, hey, I'm still running around with my hair on fire. I mean, I don't know how the guy in red does it. I mean, he's a magic man.
Well, the difference is he does it once a year. You're doing it every day.
I guess. Hey, thank you for that reminder. Hey, speaking of which, this latest survey, what I'm hearing out of it is, you know, from the millennials, it's those pastors and leaders that you gave me. It's their fault that I'm ambivalent about my faith, huh?
That's a big part of it. The other part is that when they look at the Christians they know, they're looking to see something different in their lives, and they're not seeing it. They're hearing a lot of the talk. They're not seeing much of the walk. And so to them, that they feel that gives them license to simply walk away from Christianity. It's like, you people talk about it, but you're not living it. I don't think it's real.
Wow. That's painful on many levels. And, you know, I do know someone who I'm very close with that has that response, and I try to encourage them by saying, look, however, it is still your responsibility, because it's not going to carry water where when you're in front of Almighty God and you're going to say, hey, it's that friend you put into my life, and God's going to say, well, no, I gave you a free will. It's still your responsibility. But that's not to say it doesn't exonerate those of us that orbit into their, you know, their realm of living, and we're not living the difference of Christ in our lives.
Yeah, you know, Bill, it's an interesting thing. As we do this research, what we find is that many people who don't know Christ as their Savior, when they hear about that, they don't see it as the greatest opportunity they'll ever be given. They're just looking at it as another idea, another concept. And, you know, when they look at those of us who claim that Jesus is our Savior, they have to also understand that we're not perfect. We're not claiming to be perfect. We're never going to be perfect this side of heaven. And so we're in process, just like they are. But we've got greater opportunities. We've got a higher ceiling because of that opportunity. And so if we can help them to understand that, no, once you accept Christ, you're not going to be perfect. But right. You do have the chance to be holy, which means that God's called you out of the mess. And he said, you know what? There's greater things on the horizon for you. There's an incredible future and eternity for you if you're willing to live it with me my way. And so the best that we can do to model that for other people, we have to understand that as Christians, we are always on display. And so we've got to live that way.
Yeah, it does start with us. As my dad used to say to me, and he'd always do this when he was giving me a haircut. My dad gave all the kids, you know, all the boys haircuts. And because with him being a medic during World War II, he also, you know, gave people haircuts there in the European theater, you know, whenever there was a break from the war. And but he had a way of talking to me that would say, but you should know better. And I still hear his voice, that no matter what I would say, he would bring it back to me and say, but you should know better.
Yeah, you know, and that reminds me of the scripture that talks about listening to the still small voice that God will place within us. So a lot of people will say, well, I don't know the Bible that well. It's like, yeah, but if you're a follower of Jesus, you've got the Holy Spirit to guide you. And so you have to be sensitive to the different ways in which he's going to guide you. You have to learn those ways. You have to respond to those ways. And part of it is going to be that when you accept him as your Savior, you'll be filled with his Holy Spirit specifically for that purpose, to overcome some of those gaps in your knowledge or experience, and to kind of push you when you're in those moments where you're vacillating, where you're considering sin, and yet he's trying to move you away from that. So in the same way that your father's voice gave you that kind of direction, God is our Father in heaven, is constantly giving us that same push.
Yeah, and for people that say that they don't know the Bible that well, I get that, because I used to say the same thing and think the same thing. But there was also that voice of the Holy Spirit that would say, but you should know. And when will you know? And finally, you know, I heard that enough where I said, okay, I'm committed. And to me, and I'm not saying this as some sort of egotistic reward or anything like that, it is just one of reality that since reading the Bible, and I read the Bible every day, I've been doing it for, you know, I go through a disciplined reading schedule that at the end of the year, I've completely read the Bible for the entire year, which takes you through, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, and 365 days later, you've completed the reading of the Bible. And for me, you know, and I've had a couple of friends, well, are you done? Are you going to do something? I go, you know, the reward for me in reading the Bible every day is so dramatic that I don't know how I could live with not reading the Bible every day. And even in sometimes when I have an interruption in my schedule and I don't, you know, I fall out of my routine of not reading the Bible on a particular day, my spirit aches, George. And this is just personal. This is my personal experience with the Word of God. And this is something that you arrive at on your own personal journey. I just share that with people for what it's worth, and maybe it will encourage them because of the difference that it's made in my life. And I just can't even perceive having a day without being in the Word of God.
When it becomes a habit, then it's no longer a sense of obligation, the you know, morose, oh, gosh, I have to read it again today. It is something that you look forward to. And every once in a while, I have this practice where just to, you know, touch base with the key things, I'll go back and I'll read the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. And so for people who say, gee, I don't know what's in the Bible, for me, just going back and touching base with the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount, the three chapters, 5-7 in Matthew, you know, when you just read those few sections, it just brings you right back into the mindset of these are the key things that God's wanting me to do. Everything else in here is going to refine it, is going to open it up for me. Mm-hmm. It's going to encourage me. I mean, there's so much great stuff. But for me, developing that habit of, no, there's no question here. I breathe, I eat, I sleep, I read the Bible. And it's just the way it is.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting you should bring that up because there's a midday prayer that I will recite, you know, not every day, but part of it is the Sermon on the Mount, which is it reconnects you, as you say, with those eternal things that matter to God, and it measures us up where we are at any moment. But I find that, again, experientially, when I recite that prayer, including, you know, the prayer of St. Francis, you know, make me an instrument of your peace, and it concludes, I think, with something that's just very powerful for me. It says, soul of Christ, sanctify me, body of Christ, save me, blood of Christ, inebriate me, water from the side of Christ, wash me, Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from you. From the malicious enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to you, that with your saints I may praise you forever and ever. Amen. Off to break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Dr. George Barna, and we're talking about the latest study that says there is a distrust of pastors, Christian leaders, contributing to millennials' growing ambivalence to faith. May we commit to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Right, George?
Absolutely. You know, and Bill, before the break, you read that prayer which is a blowout. I mean, what a phenomenal prayer. And one of the things that I've learned over the course of time, having grown up in a church that had us repeat things day after day, week after week, and after a while you lose sight of what is this even saying? And so when I hear a prayer like that one that you just recited, I want to look at it. I want to pause after each of the phrases in that and just think about each of those phrases, because each one of those was so rich and so deep that for me to embody what that prayer was calling for, I've really got to spend some time reflecting on that and asking myself, what's that going to look like in my life? How can I do that on a consistent basis? How much influence would this have on my children, my grandchildren, my wife, my friends, my work colleagues, if they saw that in me every day? And exactly. I kind of need to spend the time on that to reignite that fire under my butt to get going on being Amen. That kind of person. That was
The opening line to that, George, is, "Dear Jesus, help us to spread your fragrance everywhere we go." And that's what you're saying.
That is so cool. Yeah, I mean, when I think about the fragrance I'm spreading, it's not pretty.
Well, we're not saying after we came out of a Mexican restaurant and a three-taco lunch. I get that, okay? Not that fragrance. lest we digress from the most serious things of life, which just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, see, people of faith have a sense of humor, okay? And, of course, there's two guys here, and we may be a little bit more humorous than you expect. But anyway, such is life.
Yeah, but it's true. You know, I mean, what you're talking about relates so much to this survey that we did of millennials, where they're looking at us, and what they're saying is, I don't even think God is real. You people don't live a life that suggests to me that you think there is really a God. A God who's holy, who's righteous, who's omnipotent, who is involved in your life. Because if he did, I think you'd be living differently. And leaders in your churches, I don't see that heart that's just bleeding over into our community. Millennials are very community-minded. They're looking for people who care about their community, about their lives, and they want to see the realness of this God that we claim that we love and who we claim that we're trying to obey. And so we've got a phenomenal opportunity here to impact people's lives, but we can't just talk about it. We've got to live it.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You know, you think about it. 30 years ago, Joseph Aldrich wrote that definitive book of lifestyle evangelism. Here we are. We're revisiting this again to be that difference, you know, the difference. And the thing is so interesting about this is that often we see, you know, we come at that crossroads again where Jesus says, "Hey, man, before you take that, you know, that speck out of your brother's eye, maybe you ought to check that 2x4 in your own," right? And that's what we come back to. We come back to where we see a speck in a brother's eyes, and it's amazing that we can see the speck in a brother's eye when we got a 2x4 in our own eyes, but we can't even see the 2x4. And it's like God's sense of humor pointing out our own shortcoming, isn't it?
It really is. And we've got to keep in mind that with millennials, they're at kind of a cultural crossroads as a group. They're trying to figure out, all right, what's life about? Remember, this research showed us that 75% of them say they don't have any sense of their purpose or meaning in life. So they're really struggling to be anchored into something that matters. And when they look at Christians and they look at our churches, they're saying, you know what, does this God that they're going to worship and pray to and say that they belong to, does he even exist? It's very, very comfortable in our cultural context today for them to say, I don't think so. I really think it's all about me, not about him. And so that makes them free moral agents. It alleviates their sense of responsibility to that God. And we don't want to be a party to that.
George, you think that in their own minds, like you mentioned earlier, that they know the difference. They're looking for affirmation. When they don't get it from people of faith, they think, okay, what the heck, over. I might as well just go and, you know, see things according to my own eyes. But yet they're looking and they're observing hope upon hope that Yes, the God of the universe, the God that speaks in their own heart, that they know, knows the difference between male and female, that knows the difference between social justice and injustice, that knows the difference between a woke society and a society that's walking in a stupor. And but there's no prevailing voice, there's no voice of sobriety, a voice of conscience that rhymes with the rhythm and reason of God to give them encouragement, so that they can begin to stand on those things that they know that are true and just and right.
Yeah, Bill, I don't think they'd be having this internal struggle if the Holy Spirit and God in his multitude of ways hadn't already been speaking to them and trying to get their attention and wrapping their arms around these millennials and saying, hey, I'm here, I love you, I want you, walk with me, we can do this together. But then millennials look at us, and, you know, one of the things that I've seen in our research over the years is that what the church is lacking is consistency. Consistency in its message, consistency in its behavior, consistency in loving people without compromising God's truths. If we could be that kind of consistent body, I think millennials would say, yeah, I'm all for that. That looks really good to me. I'd love to be part of that.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting that you can have McDonald's be more consistent than the church. And look at the success rate between McDonald's versus the church, right? Because people know when they go into the under the golden arches, they're going to get, they know what they're going to get. There's no surprises there. But when they come to a church, hello, you know, what's happening?
Well, one of the things that I find interesting is when you look at a place like McDonald's or any successful business or nonprofit, why are they successful? Because in my industry, you know, the research industry, we live by this metric of you get what you measure. And so those are places that are measuring what really matters. In local churches, we measure, but what we're measuring is how many people show up, how much money do we raise, how many programs do we have, how much square footage have we built out, none of which Jesus died for. If we measured the things that Jesus died for us to know him and love him and serve him with all of our heart, mind, strength, and soul, if we put research to that and tried to discern how well are we doing at people becoming more Christ-like, we have very different churches today.
Yeah, without a doubt. George, your study says the generation's ambivalence, furthermore, is driving the growth of the nation's fastest growing faith group, the don'ts. Those who don't know, don't care, or don't believe that God exists, a whopping 41% of millennials fall into this category. Wow. Talk about a parade of souls heading in the wrong direction that with the right strategy, we can get in front of this. And this has got to be strategy and wisdom of God that puts the power of God and the truth of God in front. How can we be a part of that parade that gets in front of 41% of millennials heading to the abyss?
Yeah, and another thought related to that that the research pointed out, only 2% of millennials believe that when they die, they're going to hell. They have no fear of sin. In fact, most of them don't really even believe in the concept of sin. And so there are a lot of basics, a lot of fundamental principles that the Bible is based on that we have not done a very good job of helping people to understand. You know, they see this as a lot of fairy tales, a lot of mythology, as opposed to absolute truth. God's word is truth. It proclaims it to us. It's real. Whether you decide to believe it or not, it is real. And so for us to live in such a way that they get it, that's really going to help them.
Without a doubt. 30 seconds left here, George. How can people find out more information about this study and the previous studies that you've done?
If they go to culturalresearchcenter.com, all the studies are there for free. They can download them and use them, and I hope that they will.
Dr. George Barna, professor of Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Merry Christmas, George. Thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-87. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available on rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is reporting the U.S. Senate will vote today to raise the federal government's $28.9 trillion debt limit, avoiding an unprecedented default by the end of the month. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old human smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
The blood is on the hands of the president.
Another Democrat-run state is forcing an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. California on Wednesday will join New York State, saying mask wearing will become mandatory in all indoor public settings across California, regardless of vaccination status. The mandate will remain in place until January 15th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, it's always great to have you along with us for the ride and enjoying a part of your day with us, by all means. You know, the holidays are nearly here, but the question is, are medical bills holding families back from having a joyous holiday season? Well, according to a newly released survey, the high cost of health care could feel like a lump of coal in your stocking, even if you have health insurance. Joining us today is health benefits expert Jeremy Tipton of Aflac, here to discuss the findings from the 2021 Aflac Healthcare Issues Survey. Jeremy, always good to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Bill.
Well, let's talk about this new survey and what are some of the key findings.
Sure. So this is our third year doing the Aflac Healthcare Issue Survey, and we surveyed about 1,000 people in the U.S., and we uncovered that there are some financial challenges due to high healthcare costs this year, and during the holidays, families are having to make sacrifices to make ends meet and to deliver the holidays that they expect.
Well, what sort of sacrifices are we talking about here, Jeremy?
Well, unfortunately, many of the folks who responded to the survey said they had to make choices between paying their bills and celebrating the holidays as they normally would. As a matter of fact, nearly half the individuals in the survey said they were having to work more hours to put presents under the tree. And as a parent myself, Bill, I understand moms and dads needing to make those sacrifices to put those presents under the tree. But choosing between paying your bills and celebrating the holidays as you normally would shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is supposed to be a joyous time of year, and we've got these stressors between, we've got some chain distribution going on, the pandemic, of course, and not to mention that big I word, inflation, that's having an impact on our ability to be able to deliver the gifts that we would like to deliver for our kids. What about medical costs related to the pandemic? Is that part of the impact on holiday cheer?
Sure, absolutely. There's many factors that go into those high healthcare costs. 64% of the families who said they had COVID illness in their household have had to really go into their 401ks and borrow from their 401ks or any of their other retirement accounts. And sadly enough, many of those individuals had to file bankruptcy as well. And what we're hearing from the survey is not only are they reducing the amount of gifts that they're putting under the tree for the year, but they're canceling many trips and family get-togethers that they would normally have as well.
Wow, that's a bit of a surprise, Jeremy, frankly, that already families are having to file bankruptcy with all the money that the government has been pouring into the economy, and supposedly all in the name of COVID to help families and businesses overcome the impact of COVID.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, how about households that have health insurance? Are there exceptions here?
There are some exceptions, but healthcare is not designed to pay for everything, as you know. It's right. Designed to help manage costs, and there are still gaps associated with that. Nearly half the people who were surveyed that had medical care still felt stretched this year. 20% of those people in the survey said that they had health expenses, out-of-pocket health expenses, over $1,500.
Well, Jeremy, on this 2021 Aflac Healthcare Issue Survey, give us a better idea as to the questions and what you're looking for. I mean, this is the third time around, so each year you adjust based on the information that you've got the previous years and what you're dealing with in the current state of the economy and the current state of healthcare, right?
Right, absolutely. With the pandemic, we've definitely seen that as a wake-up call. Half the workforce that was surveyed in this survey actually added a policy, and 63% of millennials in the survey added a policy to their health care plan as well. So a lot of individuals are taking on ownership of understanding their health care items and what they need to have to protect themselves. And what we're also seeing is we're getting in a dangerous cycle overall of people putting off health care due to the high costs. And as you know, putting off health care can actually increase the cost as we go further down the road.
Well, exactly. Well, that's, one of the admonishments that we're getting from doctors is people have not been, following up on their appointments with regularity. They have felt like, it was a little bit more of a challenge to get appointments and that sort of thing. So all this may not have an immediate impact, but down the road, it will be cumulative.
Absolutely. It will absolutely be cumulative.
We're talking with Jeremy Tipton. He is the health benefits expert of Aflac. Jeremy, when you say that they're adding a policy, what does that mean? What kind of policy are they adding as a result of COVID?
Well, as you can imagine, Bill, with the challenges that are presented through the COVID illness, we saw significant increases in life insurance sales in the last year, bigger than we had seen any other year for the past several years. And people are really taking advantage of understanding their health care and finding those gaps and filling those gaps with products like accident, critical illness, hospital indemnity, products that Aflac offers, but are really important no matter what company you're getting them through to help protect your family and make this time of year a lot more joyous.
Well, and I think that's a good thing, Jeremy, that you're saying that people are taking self-responsibility, where before it was like on autopilot. They just, went along, and it was no big deal. But now, because of COVID and what's happening with healthcare, is people are starting to take more of an interest and ask more questions. And I think that's a good thing for everybody involved, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's important to understand where those gaps exist so you don't have those unexpected tough bills that come in the mail.
Well, what can families do to better prepare for the holiday season and throughout this year coming up there, Jeremy?
That's a good question, Bill. So education is important. With it being open enrollment with most employers now, it's a good time to go out and check what benefits you're offered, what your portfolio of benefits look like, to search through those for any gaps that might be filled by the products I just mentioned, and ensure you're protecting yourself and your family for the future.
Well, let's give a shout-out to Aflac and your marketing team. What is the Aflac advantage, Jeremy?
Well, Aflac has obviously a large portfolio of products, the largest in the industry, the number one supplemental provider in the business, and we really take heed and ensure we're developing products that help protect families with dual coverage, that lays on top of your medical coverage and protects families from out-of-pocket expenses.
Well, Jeremy, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I got an opportunity here to ask another question regarding the 2021 Aflac Healthcare Issue Survey. Any surprises there from the survey?
No surprises necessarily. The survey itself was really designed not to look at the specific costs, but to actually look at the impacts associated with those costs. And I think the biggest component that we can take away from this, even though we're talking about it during the holiday, is these challenges exist all year round. And even though the survey was really focused on the holiday, there were a lot of answers that came out of that survey around the impacts January through December, not just during the holidays where we have these expenses coming up for a happy holiday.
And I think probably it's there's a bit of a comfort for some families because they may think that they're the only ones that are experiencing this. But what you're talking about seems to be universal, Jeremy. Is that fair to say?
It's absolutely universal. Families are taking on the risks of medical. As medical costs go up, that risk is being shifted over to families and individuals. And many folks are having to take advantage of the products and the services that Aflac offers or other companies offer in the marketplace to ensure that they're covered and they're protecting themselves.
Well, he is the health benefits expert, Jeremy Tipton, with Aflac. Jeremy, where can the people go for more information?
Yeah, Bill, they can go to www.aflac.com/HCI for more information and to check out any policies we might have available there.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news.
you can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Well, and hopefully that opinion leads to, you know, an ambition to find out the facts and what the whole truth and nothing but is all about, because that's where wisdom reigns, and that's where the best decisions are made. So, and that's our hope, and that's our prayer for you and, you know, for this country. Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, is with us for, this will be the final time that we get to talk before the end of the year, Mr. Al.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm telling you. Well, Christmas is coming.
Can I get another appearance? So.
Well, but we're definitely going to need you in the new year. You know that.
Well, I'm available for parties.
Well, that's good. Hey, me too, you know, and BYOB, as they say. But look, it's been quite a year. You look back and, you know, what we've experienced in 2021. I know many people are ready, willing, and able to get it behind us as quickly as possible. And we'll see what 2022 holds. I mean, it's a bit foreboding based on what we're experiencing in this final quarter.
Yeah, it's both foreboding, but, you know, hey, when you're near the holidays, let's look at it cheerful, look at it a little cheerfully. But you're also seeing, you know, the signs of positive signs towards 2022. The
right.
fact, the rebellion of parents, you know, over what's being taught at schools. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's going to be looked at as time goes on as a huge, huge thing.
And that can't let up. And that can't let up, Alex. See, that's what I'm afraid of, is that some people think, oh, they're done in Virginia, CRT is out. But all they did, you know, sneaky little progressives, all they did was go in and rewrite the doctrine a little bit, took out CRT, because everybody was, oh, okay, we're looking at CRT. So they eliminated that. But the infrastructure of critical race theory is still very much in play here.
And, I mean, these schools are nonstop. I mean, it's unbelievable. Books in Virginia that they outlawed because of pedophilia and, you know, sexual orientation stuff that the parents had said we don't want. Well, they kind of basically, you know, thumbed their nose at the parents and they put the books back. I mean, you know, come on. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that our kids, and this is how ridiculous it is, how absurd it is, and how dangerous it is. And the mama bears and the papa bears across the country cannot let up.
Cannot let up, but they know it's not futile. They're loud and they fight and they get elected. I think even in Houston, two members of the school board, two school board seats just went flipped to people who are more conservative. So,
right.
So it's happened. You know, the mama bears have been awoken. You know.
Yes.
Out of the hibernation, out of the slumber, and
This,
going into the winter and going into 2022, this is going to be. I'm hopeful. I
want to
be hopeful.
Yeah, I'm with you, Al, because this is an indication. Again, the mama bears are leading the way and saying this is how we, the people, can come together, and this is what this looks like. And you have to be activated as a citizen. You can no longer sit back. I mean, we sat back, you know, we were sitting back worried about, you know, providing for the family, thinking that the people that we elected into office were going to do right by us, and now we're finding out that we've misplaced our trust.
Yeah, I think people need to see that we need to be that guy.
Yes.
You know, we can do it. And that's the encouraging thing. We see, just think of like in New Jersey, the was it truck driver knocked off the number two guy in New Jersey, one of the most powerful politicians in the state, knocked him off.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take those kind of folks, the real people who've done real work in their lives, going and helping to fix these things.
Right.
You know, problem solvers.
Yeah, we can be encouraged. The common sense is not dead and gone. And because this is what people are wondering about. I mean, throughout the country, they're scratching their heads going, what the heck? What are we doing here? I mean, this is out of control and nonsensical. And we've got to reel this in. You can't go around continuing to, allow this government to expand to such a degree, $30 trillion in debt. I mean, who's going to pay for this? Like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi give a darn? I don't think so. You know, and, all this is about. I mean, if this was really worthwhile at the end of the day, Al, and it was really helping the cause, it was really about infrastructure, and it was really about helping the less fortunate, I don't think you'd have a problem with it. But when it comes to, you know, paying back donors and finding another way to, you know, buy the vote, which the Democrats have become very skillful and artful at doing, you know, which is amazing. It's not even their money. They use our money to buy votes. I mean, this is, you know, this is just so frustrating to see this. This is, you know, it's not so much a wonderful life anymore, and as you wrote about, but at 75, there was a Christmas lesson there that was left on the cutting room floor. You know, tell our audience what you wrote about here.
Okay, yeah, and this article on the stream that went up yesterday, I looked at It's a Wonderful Life, which turned 75 this year, and one of the things that is in this original shot, when Tepper originally shot the movie, there was another scene with Potter at the very end, because if you notice, Potter doesn't get his at the end, and Potter doesn't, or do the Hallmark thing, which is like, you know, run up with the money saying I'm sorry I knew where the money was. You didn't get that. He left it, Tepper left it on the cutting room floor, a scene where Clarence confronts Potter and says, you know, you're an evil man. You're about to die. You're going to die alone. No man, woman, child, or animal is going to care. You know, you're the poorest man. It really gets in his face, basically.
Yes.
Copper left it out. And I believe that's a little bit of a lesson for us not to be feeling vengeful this year, to not have that, to leave that, leave the vengeance on the cutting room floor. Leave that to God.
Yes.
Now there's another element to this too.
Well, and the unfortunate thing about that, like you said, the lesson, had that been included in the movie, again, it reminds people of God's redemptive heart, that even the worst of the worst that you would think, God does not want them to perish and give them an opportunity to turn from their evil ways. And that's unfortunate. That's there. You know, in all these years, and I know Jim Hawkins, Jimmy Hawkins was the baby in this movie, and he's become, kind of the keeper of the movie, its royalties and interests and all that, including Donna Reed as well. And Jimmy never shared this with me. I wonder if he even was aware of this.
Yeah, it's in the script. You've seen the book, and I've actually shot the scene. But to get to your point of the redemption, in an earlier version of the script, a little bit of an earlier version, but a late version, not like rough draft or that, Potter does show up at the house where everybody's gathered, everybody's collecting the money. He shows up, he has the money in hand, but he just can't bring himself to knock on the door because he doesn't feel worthy of even being in the house. So that element was in there in Copper's mind, that Potter might have had a change of a recognition.
Yes.
So it's in there, and so the idea, the lesson is since that, we don't know what God is doing in the hearts of people.
Yes.
So so if we concentrate on love and family and community, and in forgiveness, let God do what He's going to do. He'll do what He's going to do.
Yeah.
And we don't need to worry about it as much.
Exactly.
So the article, and I'm probably not explaining it as well as the article does, but there's a beauty to what Capra left out, and it's a lesson to us about what we can leave out of ourselves as we go into the holiday and interact with other people and deal with the garbage we've had to deal with in the year, and the people we've had to deal with over the year.
Yeah, and there are some things, to your point, that should be left on the cutting room floor. Because as the Bible says, love covers a multitude of sins. If we're covering it, for the sake of love, that's one thing. In this particular case, and it's interesting that you would bring this up because I've watched this movie so many times, like everybody else in America, and I've always wondered, what happened to Potter? Your imagination is just left to think that, he's just going straight to hell. I mean, there's no redemption to it. But I don't know. I think this may beg for a little modification of this classic traditional movie. What do you think?
Yeah. I wouldn't touch a frame of the movie.
I know.
But having that idea in there, though,
yes.
Having that idea that there was, and I guess as somebody commented, the part of the idea of not having that in there was the recognition that George Bailey won. you don't need to rub it in Potter's face. In
right.
A way. He won. He was redeemed. His way of living his life proved to be more valuable at the end of the day.
Exactly. Well, but the thing is, Al, the thing is about God, though. God isn't about winners and losers. He's all about winners. I mean, and what Capra, did here is that he did go with the traditional mindset of winners and losers as opposed to winners and winners. Because if Potter's redeemed, then he's a winner, just like George Bailey. And we each have our journeys to travel on. This is life. And at the end of the day, are we becoming more or less godlike in the process? And when I say godlike, I'm not talking about, God of God and all honor and glory. I'm just talking about, are we aligning with the characteristics of God, who says, hey, I'm holy and I want you to be holy.
Yeah, and which gets to something that people might not really lock into their head when they think about the movie. The movie begins with prayer.
Yes.
It's about the people praying for George, knowing something's wrong, and they're all praying. And so what is the power of prayer?
Yes.
And the power of prayer is what leads to everything. It leads to that end. People praying for one another, praying for those who are hurting.
And the thing that's amazing is the answer is right there in the hands of all the people. And oftentimes, the answer to prayer is right in our zip code. It's in the vicinity. And this is why God doesn't want us to be isolated. Why relationships, the horizontal relationships with humankind, is so important. Because you never know how you could be that answer to that longing prayer that your neighbor has had for years, that they've been carrying with them, that it's been such a burden.
Perfect, because the people who did the people who were praying were the ones who answered the prayer.
Exactly.
About the money.
It's all part of the Christmas miracles that just keep on coming, right, El Parada?
Amen.
I thank you, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters I...